The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot, Adav Zayin. His name is being studied in the Nishmat of Ram ben Esther, Eliyahu ben Allegra, Ruach Hashem Tenechem, Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet, 11 lines from the bottom. And we go back to a case that we discussed in the beginning of our Mishnah. Et Sheyesh Ba Yidi'ah B'Techida. So that was talking about the case over there where Tum'at Mikdash VeKadashav. It says in the Pasuk, V'Nefesh Ki Techeta, O Nefesh Asher Tiga B'Chol Davar Tameh. So he touches something that's Tameh. O B'Nevelat Hayat Tameh, or Nevelah that's Tameh, or Behemah Tameh, or Sheretz Tameh, V'Ne'alam Memenu. And he forgot about it. So he had Yidi'ah, then there was a Ni'anam. V'hu tameh v'ashem. But it doesn't say the pasuk what he did exactly. It just says, Nefesh Hashem Tigam b'chol davar tameh. And then what? He touched tameh. It doesn't say in the pasuk that he actually walked into the Beit HaMikdash. Or it doesn't say that he went and ate Kodesh in the pasuk. So the Gemara is going to try to analyze that. Where did the rabbis know from this pasuk over here that just said, Nefesh Hashem Tigam b'chol davar tameh? How do you know this guy walking into a Beit HaMikdash when he's tameh? From this pasuk, I only know he touched something. Does to me. If I was running the pasuk, I would say the case is talking about a kohen that became tameh, and that's avon, because the kohen is allowed to become tameh. Or bnei Yisrael on the regen that they have to be tahor, and they touched something tameh. That was avon. They just became tameh. How do you know it's tumah? And then they did something else, tameh, and then they went to the Beit HaMikdash. Tameh, and they ate the kodesh. That's Gemara's first question. The one says, "Tanu Rabbanan minayin she'ena ketuv medaber ela b'tumat mikdash v'kadashav." How do you know the pasuk is talking about tumat mikdash going to the Beit HaMikdash tameh and or eating something that's kodesh? That's a vedino. That's a sevara. Hoil v'zhir v'ana shel tumah. We have pesukim that she's going to bring them down for us that gave us warnings if a person would go into the Beit HaMikdash b'tumah b'tameh. Don't go into the Beit HaMikdash tameh. And it gave us punishments. If you go into the Beit HaMikdash when you're going to tameh b'mezid, you'll be hayav. Get it. So since I found this scenario of Tumat Mikdash Mekadashav in the Mizid scenario, so therefore I can apply it into the Shogeg scenario, and therefore I'll say V'chayev Korban La Tum'ah, and also we know that there's a Chayuv Korban like in this Pasuk on the Tum'ah. Ma k'shishizhid v'ana shela Tum'ah, lo zhid v'ana shela Tum'at Mikdash Mekadashav, af k'shichayev Korban La Tum'ah, lo chayev ela al Tum'at Mikdash Mekadashav. Just like in the Pasuk in Mizid. We have it's talking about a case of a guy goes into the Beit HaMikdash, but tameh b'mezid chayav karet, or a person eats kodesh, but it's tameh b'mezid chayav karet. And we know by our case of Olev Yored, which is the Korban Olev Yored, which is parashat that I read to you, it's talking about some type of tumah. So must be that's the shogeg version of what the mezid already talked about in the Torah. This is what I referred to the mezid already, so it's supposed to be talking about the shogeg version of that. And what's the shogeg version of that? A guy by mistake, well, unwittingly went into the Beit HaMikdash, but Mr. Many forgot about it, or he ate kodesh. But how do you know the Torah warned us and punishes us on a mezid of that scenario? That she says, first wide line. Mezid v'anash l'zadon tumah v'hayavim name korban al shigat tumah. Ma matzino k'shezid v'anash karet al zadon tumah v'tumat mekdash v'kadasha v'zid v'anash. How do you know there was a warning and a punishment? Second wide line. Lo yitame'u et mekdashi. Clearly says, don't make my mekdash tameh. Harez azarat mekdash. It's a warning against going to mekdash v'tameh. V'kadashim lo yuchal ad she'etah. Torah says, don't eat kadashim. That's the warning. Harez azarat kodesh. Ki et mekdash Hashem timeh v'nechrat. That's the punishment. And if you go in when you're going to be tameh, nechrat. That's karet. Harez onish mekdash. V'hanev she'etuchal besar mizbach shelamim. Harez onish kodesh. So then we have the honor, we have the azarat for mekdash v'kadashah. We have the onish for mekdash v'kadashah. So just like we have an azara for mekdash v'kadashah, so to this pasuk that mentions tumah must be referring to the mezid. That's how you know it's from the mezid. Ma matzino b'mezid. So therefore, you got every case has a mezid in the shogeg. Where's the shogeg of this case? Here's the shogeg of this case. So when it says ki yigam b'chol tameh, means ki yigam b'chol tameh, and he walked into the Beit HaMikdash. But doesn't say that in the pasuk. We deduce it from the mezid side. So comes Gemara and says, Tema teruma. That's right. Maybe I'll tell you that this pasuk over here by Olev Yored, but the Kuman Olev Yored is talking about where he got tameh and he ate teruma. Who told you he ate kodesh and walked in the Beit HaMikdash? Maybe someone we ate teruma. How do I know that? She is here ba'anash. Because I also have pesukim that warned me, don't eat teruma b'tumah. And if you eat teruma b'tumah, you're going to be hayav mita b'dei shamayim. Oh, so I'll say, just like I have a warning for this teruma business, so this is talking about the shuvei exile. Who told you it's talking about mikdash v'kadasha? Maybe it's talking about eating teruma. So when it says, lo ashkehan avon mita dehayav alei korban, we never found from the Torah that if you hayav mita b'dei shamayim, that on the shogeg side you bring a korban. The only time you find when you hayav a korban with shogeg is if b'mezid you hayav karet. Karet is not considered mitah b'dei shamayim. Karet is called karet. So therefore, you want to tell me it's talking about terumah? We never found a case where you hayav mitah b'dei shamayim b'mezid and korban b'shogeg. So it can't be terumah. It's got to be a karet and a hatat. Oh, so we found karet by way of tumat mikdash the kadashav. So that's why it must be the shogeg side of it also is talking about tumat mikdash v'kadashav. It's not talking about terumah. But terumah is not karet. And we, unless you get karet on the mezid, you don't get hatat on the shogeg. So the Gemara says, wait. Ema ani midi korban kabua. Aval ole v'yored niter. Maybe I'll tell you that which we say. That you don't bring a korban unless it's karet. I'll tell you, that means a hatat kibu'ah. Meaning there's a regular korban hatat, there's a korban olev v'yored. The hatat kibu'ah means a regular hatat, one price for everybody. The Gemara said like this, maybe that which you said, that only when you hayav karet, you bring a korban hatat, that's talking about a hatat kibu'ah. That's a standardized hatat. But maybe there's another type of korban hatat, it's called olev v'yored. Maybe olev yored has a different guideline, because olev yored already fluctuates. A guy's a rich guy, pays at one level. The guy's a poor guy, pays a different level. Maybe that which you said, the rule of karet, that brings a hatat, that's a hatat kibu'ah. But maybe I could say that terumah brings olev yored. Aye, but terumah is not karet. You're right, it cannot bring a hatat kibu'ah, but maybe it can bring olev yored. And then we'll say the pasuk of olev yored is talking about the guy that became tamei and ate terumah. Do you have an example of a non-karet that brings an olev yored? You do, the Gemara says. Midi da'avi ashmi'at kol mabitu sifataim. Which means, we have two scenarios in the Torah, in the olev yored parasha. One is called shmi'at kol, and one is called bitu sifataim. One is called shvua ta'idut. What does that mean? It's talking about in the Torah over here. It says, v'nefesh ki techata v'shami'a kol ala v'u ed ora'a o yadayim lo yigid v'rasa'a vodo. Which means, if let's say the Baal Din went to two Edim and said, you have to come to Beit Din and testify for me. You know testimony. And they come along and say, oh, we swear we don't know anything. Even though they did know testimony. So the law is, they have to bring a Korban Olev Yored. Or a Shivat Bitu Sfatayim. That's the Shivat we've been talking about till now. Or the Hara or the Hetiv. I swear I'm going to eat something. I swear I'm not going to eat something. And then he was lying. So he didn't fulfill the Shivat Olev Yored. Now on both those items, Shivat Ta'idit and Bitu Sfatayim, there is no Karet. And still you bring a Korban Oleh V'yored. So you see that what? The Oleh V'yored has a different guideline. So if I'll tell you really the Pasuk by Oleh V'yored, our Pasuk is talking about Terumah. Don't ask me, you're not Hayav Karet, I guess you bring a Korban. You can't bring a Korban Olah, a regular one, Hatar. But maybe you can bring a Oleh V'yored. And therefore, how do you know, back to the question, how do you know that that Pasuk over there is referring to Tumat Mikdash, Mekadashah, maybe it's talking about becoming Tamen eating Terumah? The Torah says, Amar kera, ba, the me'ute teruma. Okay, the pasuk says in our parasha, lechol tumato asher yitma ba. From the word ba is an exclusionary terminology. Only in this case, the exclusion of another case, so teruma is out. Ba excluding teruma. So the Gemara, I understand what you're talking about. Maybe ba is coming to exclude mikdash. How do you know ba is coming to exclude teruma? Ma ba lebute mikdash. The law says that the korban olev yored. Maybe it's coming to say that olev yored is not enough for tumat mikdash ad the mighty korban kavua. Maybe you have to bring a korban kavua, meaning olev yored is a weaker type of korban in the sense because it changes, it goes up and down. Maybe the pasuk is saying, ba to exclusion of a tumat mikdash, we have to bring a more serious korban, hatat kavua. And maybe our pasuk of olev yored is talking indeed about teruma. So again, we haven't proven yet. How do you know the pasuk is talking about tumat mikdash v'kadashav? Do you understand what tumat mikdash v'kadashav means? Tumat mikdash means you became tamei, you went in the mikdash. V'kadashav means you became tamei, you ate kodesh. That's what we mean tumat mikdash v'kadashav. But the pasuk doesn't say tumat mikdash. It just says ki the pasuk says את הראשון הפסוק. נפש שתיגע בכל דבר תמה. That's all it says. Doesn't say כי ייגע בכל דבר תמה והלך לבית המקדש, כי ייגע בכל דבר תמה ואכל קודש. So how do you know it's talking about תומה מקדש וקדשיו? כבר says קרי רבה על הידי רבי. So רבה referred to רבנו הקדוש, and he said דורי מים מבורות עמוקים. This rabbi is drawing water from very deep wells, which means he came up with a pshat and he's able to reveal all the secrets of the Torah, because he found a source. How do you know the pasuk is talking about tumat mikdash or tumat kodesh rekadasha? What did he say? The Tanya Rabbi Omer, ekra ani haya behema lama neemra. Let's get words first. Let the pasuk only say haya. Why does it have to say behema? Neemar kan behema temea. V'neemar lehanan behema temea. It says behema temea in two places. One by us and one in a different place. Ma lehanan tumat kodesh, avkan tumat kodesh. So it looks like over here is tumat tumat kodesh, here is tumat kodesh. Which means, Rabbi learned from Egezera Shema behema temea, behema temea, that our pasuk of Olev Yoreh is talking about tumat kodesh. What is the Egezera Shema? Rashi. Ikra ani chayat bekorban olev yored. Our pasuk ketiv od benivlat chayat temea. If a person touches chayat nivlat chayat temea, what does that mean? You have a chayah that is a nevela. What's the law of a chayah that becomes a nevela? You're not allowed to eat it. It has tumah, and the person becomes tameh if he eats it. So therefore, chayah that becomes a nevela and he eats it, so the Torah suggests to me a korban olev v'yored. Now it says, או בנבלת בהמת תמאה. It says both ways. It says either חיית תמאה or בהמת תמאה. Now let me give you a rule. You don't have to say חיין בהמה, by the way. All you have to say is חיה. חיה includes בהמה. How do I know that? When you look at פרשת שמיני, when it's discussing me, the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, it says, זאת החיה אשר נאכלת. This is the חיה that you're allowed to eat. And then it goes on giving me a list of the בהמות. So you see what? That haya includes everything. So why would the Torah by the Olev Yored Pasuk have to say the extra terminology, or you're eating a nevlat behema temea? It almost means for a dirasha. Right? V'dai im hayiti koneh benevlat haya temea shenichtav rishon. V'lo yatzarich lachzom v'lichtov behema. Sh'arei behema bechlal haya shneema zot ha-haya asher teochelu. V'sarich kol behema mafeshet parsa. V'neema nahalan. V'ochel kadashim v'tum'at ha-guf. Where does it say it in another place? Be'ochel kadashim betum'at haguf. As a person that's eating kodesh when he's tameh, besav v'taharon, what does it say? Nefesh ki tiga bechol tameh. A guy touches something that's tameh betum'at adam or bebehemat tameh ve'achar mebasar zebach shel anim. Okay, that person, so when he touched the behemat tameh, nevlat behemat tameh, he becomes tameh obviously, and then he goes and eats kadashim. Oh, so what do we find over here now? We have a pasuk of behemat tameh that's talking about eating basar kodesh. It's cut and soft. We have a pasuk over here that says behemat temeah doesn't tell me anything in this pasuk. But just like the pasuk over there, behemat was talking about a guy who became tameh and ate kodesh, so too this pasuk over here, but on every yoreh, it's talking about the shogeg. He became tameh and he ate kodesh. Oh, so I've proven half of my theory that I'm trying to prove today. I'm trying to prove that pasuk is not mikdash v'kadashav. I've proven kadashav. I've proven that this pasuk over here, from the word behemat temeah to a gezerah shava to eating shlamim korban when you're tameh, just like over here somebody eating a korban, here it's also to make korban, here's somebody shogeg, you bring a korban, you bring a olev yored. So again, if somebody asks you, how do you know this is going to stay, by the way, till the end, how do you know that tumat kod, that the pasuk in Vayikra here, by the olev yored, it's talking about tumat kadashav, tumat kodesh, gezerah shava behemat temeah, behemat temeah. But we didn't prove tumat mikdash. You only prove you have the story. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan tumat kodesh. Good, you proved to me tumat kodesh. No problem. Tumat mikdash minalan. But how do you know the pasuk is also referring to tumat mikdash? Again, get the pasuk clear. The pasuk just says ki yega bechol. Doesn't say anything that you walked into the Beit HaMikdash. How do you know the pasuk was talking about that? Amar kera bechol kodesh lo tiga vel hamikdash lo tabo. We have a pasuk by you yoledet. That's a girl that lady gives birth. What does it say by her? It says two things. Bechol kodesh lo tiga. She's not allowed to touch kodesh. She's tameah. And not only that, she can't touch kodesh. Vel hamikdash lo tabo. She's not allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash. What do you see from this pasuk? The Torah compares Kodesh and going into Beit HaMikdash. They go together. It's Kish, Mikdash, Le Kodesh. Period. Oh, so once you see from that pasuk that the Torah, it's a pair. They go together. So similarly over here, once I prove to you from the B that the pasuk by Olev Yored is talking about Kodesh, and we know that there's a pair, Kodesh and Mikdash go together from this pasuk over here, so if I know it's going from through association, I know it's going to the Mikdash as well. Wait, already this is your source pasuk, then it should include Teruma. That what? That pasuk or Olev Yored should include that what? If the person became from an eight Teruma, he goes from Olev Yored. Why? Damar mo, bechol kodesh lo tigah, lerabot et teruma. In that pasuk of Yored, what it says, bechol kodesh lo tigah, means not only tigah, she cannot eat. Eat what? Teruma. Oh, so what you're telling me, that's teruma. Kodesh over there is teruma. So then we have to apply it, that the kodesh by Olev Yored is teruma. And if also that even teruma, if a person eats a betumah, bishogeg, sayam Olev Yored. Only one problem, Gemara says. Hammi etna hamana ba. Already, I told you on the top line, we have ba. Ba comes along and tells me, ba de me'ute teruma. So you want to, now we have a problem. You want to include it from the case of Yored, but we excluded it already from the word ba that's written by Olev Yored. So make up your mind. Are we going to include it or are we going to exclude it? Gemara says, Ema ba le me'ute mikdash. Oh, I'll tell you what the ba. I'll go the other way. Maybe ba is coming to exclude tumat mikdash. And really, I'll tell you the pasuk mainly is referring to teruma. Till now we said the pasuk is referring to tumat mikdash, and we excluded teruma. Who told you? I'll go the other way. Maybe I'll tell you, exclude tumat mikdash and include teruma, which means you have two pasukim you can learn from. I can learn ba is an exclusionary term, and then the other pasuk that compares kodesh to mikdash is an inclusionary term. So I can tell you like this. Maybe when the pasuk said ba by Olev Yored, ba you bring your korban Olev Yored, but not by mikdash. And I'll tell you from the pasuk of kodesh lo tega, it's coming to teach me the din of teruma, that if a person eats teruma, bishogeg, chayav korban Olev Yored. Who told you that the ba is coming to exclude teruma and include mikdash? I'll tell you the opposite. Maybe it's excluding mikdash and including teruma. But it says, "Mistabram mikdash lo mema'atinan shekin bekaret kemotah." Now listen, if I have a choice to exclude something, I'm going to exclude the item that's a non-karet item. Because what? Teruma doesn't have karet. Teruma is mitabide shamayim. So therefore, I'll say, just like if a person eats korban, what's the punishment? Bemezid, let's say. If he eats korban betuma, what's his punishment? Karet. So I'll say the same thing, what? Which the Torah says also, if a person goes to the Mikdash b'tumah bezid, it's karet. Oh, so since I see these are two karet items, it's mistabed that these two items are Torah's mehayev karet, Torah's mehayev korban if you do b'shogeg. I'm going to compare the similar items, but terumah I'm not going to include, because terumah, you don't have karet on it. So therefore, I exclude terumah from ba, and I include the Mikdash and kadashav. So Yabra says, Adrabah, what do you mean? You're looking for comparisons? I go the other way. Maybe I'll say that the pasuk is comparing things that are eaten. Teruma is eaten and korbanot are eaten. And then I'll say the pasuk that's teaching me you bring a korban Olev Yored, you eat something with tumah, b'shogeg. Eat teruma or eat korban. Going to the mikdash and we're eating. So therefore, if you look at to compare, so then I'll compare eatings. Who says to compare karets? So you know something? You're right. We have not successfully proven anything yet, and therefore we have to go back to the drawing board. How do you know that the pasuk by Korban Olev Yored is talking about Tumat Mikdash Bekadashav? Let's review what we tried to do. We tried to bring from Rabbi. Rabbi is good. Rabbi brought us a derasha, Behemat Temeha, Behemat Temeha, gives a rashava, so I know by Olev Yored it's talking about where a person ate Korban Betumah Beshogeg. Very good. So the Gemara said, yeah, very excellent, teach you Kodesh. But how do you know Mikdash? So we tried to learn Mikdash from somewhere else, but once you went somewhere else, you got locked into Teruma over there, you got stuck, you had a problem with Teruma. So therefore, at this point, basically, you only know Kodesh. We still don't know Mikdash. The business just stands, Be'mat Teme'ah, Be'mat Teme'ah, Kodesh, Kodesh. But we need to finish the Derash. The Derash needs to be learned Mikdash, Kodesh, Ve'kadasha, Kodesh, Ve'mikdash. So how do you know Mikdash? Really, the Gemara doesn't answer that yet. So give us a new day. Ela Amarava. Teruma is out.
Yeah.
What? We don't know if it's out.
We don't know if it's out.
Why does it not have a meaning to include both?
Because we have a ba. Ba has to exclude something.
Exclude something else.
We have nothing else to exclude. We're exclude. At this point, we don't know why we're excluding Teruma. You get what I'm saying? For the same money you're excluding Teruma, maybe include Teruma and exclude Mikdash. So you're right. This style can get you into a wall. So they got to start again. Amarava shalosh kiritut bishlamim. Lama. Okay, it says three times in the Torah that if you eat a korban shlamim b'tuma, that the person is going to get keres. Shalosh kiritut bishlamim. Lama. What do you got to repeat it three times for? So it says echad lichlal, echad lifrat, echad letuma ketuba b'torah setam. Oh. ואין הוא יודע מהי, אבל הוא אומר, תומעת קודש. ואם אין הוא עניין לתומעת קודש, זה נאף כדי מדרבי, זה נאו עניין לתומעת בקדש. לא יש את המייזים בלשם. But it says like this. It says three times in the Torah, don't eat קורבן שלמים בתומעה. If you eat קורבן שלמים בתומעה, you're חייב קרת. Three times. So the Gemara says, the first time, it doesn't say the word שלמים. It says קדשים. Klal, generality. Okay. The second time it actually says shlamim. So that's a prat. But you didn't have to say the prat because you told me already kadashim. Oh, so we have now a klal prat, but it's really not a klal prat. It's a derasha that works like this. Kodavar sheya bichlal. V'yatsa min haklal lelamed, lo lelamed al atzmo yatsa, ela lelamed al klal kulo yatsa. So what that means, I have a klal. Don't eat kadashim betumah. If you eat kadashim betumah, you're going to be hayav karet. Then it says, don't eat shilamin betumah, because if you eat shilamin betumah, you're going to be hayav karet. Hey, that was in the klal. Kodarash, yeah, beklal. V'yatsam in a klal. It left the klal now. Lo lelamed al atzmo. It's not coming just to talk about shilamin. Elo lelamed al klal kulo. This prat is coming to shed light on the entire klal. And to teach me what? To teach me whatever shilamin properties are, and we say if you eat it bituma, you're going to be chayav karet, so too these kadashim that we're talking about have to have the properties of a shilamin. What's the property of a shilamin? It goes on the mizbayah. As opposed to, let's say, kochim bet kabayit. Kochim bet kabayit is like an animal that you donate to the Beit HaMikdash as a donation, not for a korban. So if a person eats kochim bet kabayit bituma, you're not going to get karet. Only items like shilamin that go on the Mizbeh. Those are the type of kadashim. If I would just have the first pasuk kadashim, anything that's kodesh. Well, kodesh mizbeah, kodesh bedikabayit, anything. Don't say mizbeah on that pasuk. But then it says shilamim. Ah, so kol avay shia bichlal. Why was it yotzei min haklal? Lo lelamed al atzmo yatsa. He left to shed light on the entire klal. To tell me what type of items, if I eat bitumah, we hayav karet. Items that are like shilamim, meaning things that go on the mizbeah. Kodesh bedikabayit don't go on the mizbeah. That's a regular donation. You take it and you redeem it and you give the money to the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, so now I know why you have two out of the three. The one of them is for klal, one of them is for prat. But it's not, don't get fooled. It's not a klal prat. It's called a klal v'yatsa. Good. Now, what's the third one for? It says third time. Don't eat korban shlamim betumah. Oh, so inu anyan for karet, because I know already you're going to get a chayyad this time. To now the anyan, put it to a case of shogeg. Oh, back to my olive yurid pasuk. Ah, so it's coming to tell when it says, ki yiga bechol tameh, it says tameh over there. Ah, must be talking about when he ate a korban shlamim betumah, and the Torah saying he did it b'shogeg, and we chayav a korban olive yurid. So the extra, amazing, we're not finished. The extra pasuk by mezid, which is superfluous, apply that to the case of shogeg to teach me when it says olive yurid. The guy eats the korban, he eats it b'shogeg, he's going to be chayav. Now, wait. I don't need that. Because the B already proved to me that it's talking about eating Kodesh. Ah, so in Enyan the Kodesh, to now Enyan Mikdash. So look how far this Dirasha goes. If somebody would ask you according to this Dirasha, how do I know Tum'at Mikdash Meshogeg Hayav Korban Olev Yored? You know what my answer would be? I know it from the Pasuk of eating a Korban Shenamim Bemezi that Yehayav Karet. Whoa. Eating the third one, eating korban shelamim b'mezid hayav karet, teaches me that if I go into the Beit HaMikdash b'tum'ah b'shogeg, I'm hayav korban olev yored. How did you jump from karet in the shelamim to a shogeg in the Mikdash? Tanya, Pesuk is extra. Oh, Pesuk is extra, so it's not teaching me Hadush and Shogeg, Mezid. But it teaches me Hadush and Shogeg. But I don't need Hadush and Shogeg. Because to at Kodesh, I know already from the Beast that Ashab, Behemate, 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 Behemate. So in Eno, in Yan, Le, Tumat Kodesh, to now, then Yan, something else, and Yan, Behemate, 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 Behemate. That's the way the Gemara is saying for this Dash over here. Now, it's Kedai, we have to read this Rashi. Big Rashi over here, but I spoke it out already, so the Chavarah should go good. Stop right there. Shalosh kiritot b'shlamim. Go before that. Shalosh kiritot b'shlamim. Be'ochlan b'tuma. Achad be'emor l'kohanim. One in parashat emor. Kol ish asher nikra mekol zarachem el kodashim. Okay, that pasuk says kodashim. That's general. Ve'amrinu b'zvachim, da'a yikrav achilahu. Even though it says yakriv, it's referring to eating. You can eat it b'tuma. Umahu yikrav, ve'ra'u l'akrabah. She'ugdash b'kli. Ra'u yitikon b'zvayah. You put the kedushah, you put the blood in the keli. Ushtayin, the second one, Besav et Aaron, v'anefesh asher tocham v'zebach shelamim. Killing. He says, a person is tamen, he eats of zebach shelamim, usmich le v'anefesh kitiga b'chol tameh. Another pasuk. V'anefesh that touches chol tameh, and he eats chol tameh, u'betarvayu ketiv v'nechneta. So I have three pesukim that talk about eating a korban, v'tuma. Echad l'chlal. One, first one is a klal. Ha'i de'el ha-kodashim. Because kodashim is k'klal. K'klal et ha-kol. V'ahat min ha-shtayim. And the second one, let's say, is l'frat. U'midah zu nedreshet b'torat kohanim, b'torat ha-sefer, dabar sh'ayah b'chlal. V'yatsa min ha-klal l'lamed. V'chule. Lo l'lamed, az lo yatsa. El l'lamed ha-klal k'lo yatsa. K'etzad. V'anevel sh'edukav v'asad z'vah shelamim. That's the second pasuk. And the nefesh eats shelamim. What do you need a pasuk for? Ve'alo shelamim bechlal kol hakodashim ayu. It was included in the first pasuk that said kodashim. Ve'lama yatsu, why did it go out? Le'akish aleh ma shelamim yuhadim. Just that shelamim is unique. That what's called shemizbeyah, that it's a korban that goes on the mizbeyah. And if you eat it b'tumah, you're going to have karet. Av kol kodshe mizbeyah. So anything that goes on the mizbeyah, if you eat it b'tumah, you're going to have karet. Yatsu kodshe b'tikabat she'en chavim adem mishum tum'ah. Period. Now that she's going to ask two questions. V'im tomar. These are side questions now. These are just side questions, but get them. V'im tomar. Lama en nidurin b'chlal ufrat? V'em b'chlal ela mashe b'prat? Shenamim in midi aharina lo... Wait. We have another one of the ways we do Resh the Torah. And a klal prat. How does a klal prat work? Different than Rash. I have a generality, then I have a specific. So the rule is, in bechlal ela mashi beprat. That the klal is only including what the prat is. The prat minimizes everything except itself. So here it's a klal prat also. I have kadashim is a klal. The next pasuk is shalamim is a prat. So why are you being doreshit in a davar shi habichlal, v'yatsam in a klal lamed? Maybe it's just a simple klal prat. And therefore, I'd say the only item that you eat b'tumah, not all kodashim, only shelamim, and nothing else. So how did the Gemara know? How did the Gemara know not to be doreshit in a klal prat? Maybe it is a klal prat. So Rashi says, "Mishum divru hakim ze baze v'shnei anyanim." That rule, of course, it's far away from each other. Far away from each other. Klal prat, you only learn when the same pasuk, the klal, and then the prat comes. But I can't have a klal in one parashat emor, and then a prat in parashat sav somewhere else. You can't learn klal prat. A rule, klal prat only works when they close. So right away from the distance, we know we're not working with klal prats. וכי מפרש במנחות, פרק כל המנחות באות מצא. דאחד דפרט מנוחק מן הכלל, ודפרט is far away from the כלל, נידון במידה זו ללמד על הכלל. Well, that's very good rule. Which means, now you know when you're supposed to employ the כלל פרט, or when you're supposed to employ the כל דבר שיהיה בכלל. When they're close to each other, it's כלל פרט. When they're far from each other, you do the כל דבר שיהיה בכלל. There's another question. אם תאמר, מה בין זו למידת כלל ופרט וכלל, שאתה דן כאין הפרט? Okay. Now, we have another one of the 13 ways to learn the Torah. It's called a klal prat klal. Now you have to assume that all the 13 dirashot are different, give you different results. There's a klal prat klal. Klal prat klal is the Rishon. En bichlal ela ke'en ha-perat. It includes things, not only the prat, but things that are similar to the prat. So it's klal prat klal is more inclusive. What's the difference between a klal prat klal and the kodavashiyah bechlav yatsal lamed? That's why it's yatsal lamed. The klal klal yatsal. In Dinu also, you're adding more things. Not only Shinamim, but things that are similar to Shinamim. That's like a cloud, like cloud, by the way. Cloud, like cloud, says what? You have a cloud, then a prat, and a cloud. I say, oh, not only the prat is included, but it's just similar to the prat. Isn't that what's happening over here? I have a cloud, and I have a prat. I say, oh, kodosh, you have a cloud. Not only teach me on Shinamim, but things that are similar to Shinamim. So isn't that the same result as a cloud, prat, cloud? What's the difference in mechanics in these two types of derashot? So Rashi says, "Vim tomar, ma benzo benzo kol prat kol shata daken prat harbe yesh shemidat ki en prat baal leosif al prat bechlal acharon devarim achirim she en ketuvim bo vezu baal glot al prat velo leosif alav vedevarim rabim nevedim b'midat zu she en baim b'midat ki en prat." Which means like this. This is a different item. When you have a cloud, prat, cloud, the prat is one specific case, right? Then I have a cloud following it. So I say, not only the prat, but things that are similar. I start tacking on new items. Items that are not written in the pasuk at all. Here, I'm not adding new items in the davar alamed. I'm clarifying what the items that were written are. That when it said kadashim, the kadashim follow the rule of shinamim. By an ena prat, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example of a davar alamed ben yano, another one, so you understand. Torah says, lo ta'asekho melacha. Shabbat, don't do any melacha. Then it says, lo tavaru ish. Don't make a fire. What do you have to tell me? You just told me, don't do any melacha. So that's a classic case of davar sheya bichlav. And by the way, it's not next to each other. So it's not a cloud prat. So say, teaching me that just like Lotavaru Ish is an individual menacha, and if you do it, you're going to be Hayave Korban. So each one of the 39 menachot that we know already, if you do it, you're going to be Hayave separate Korban for each one. It's not coming to air another menacha. If it was a Ke'ena Prat, oh, not only Havara, but three more items. That's Ke'ena Prat, adding new items. This is not adding, it's defining the gedder of what we're talking about. Similarly over here, it says Kodashim. Okay, I don't know what type of Kodashim we're talking about. Kodashim could mean Kodashim Mizbeah, Kodashim Mizbeah, Shilamim. That, the Kodashim that you mentioned over there, is referring to items that are similar to Shilamim. That's coming to define a terminology. Ke'ena Prat is different. Klav Prat, Klav Ke'ena Prat. Oh, ma prat that has these qualities. Afani arbe. So I'll add this item, that item, that item. Adding new items into the mixture. You're not explaining the cloud. You're expanding the cloud. But shaking it, you're defining the cloud. That's the difference between a cloud prat cloud. That's ke'ena prat, which is marbe zevarim, and this is just being migale, explaining the varim. That's what she says. Yes. Oops, we have successfully proven our story. We prove Tum'at Mikdash from the third pasuk of Yisro. Because the Gemara says, now I want to read this inside again. Let's read it inside again. Ela Amar Rava, Shalosh Kiritut Bishlamim Nama. Ahad Dechlal, Ahad Dechlat, Ahad Tum'ah, HaKetum'ah B'Torah Setam. And the third one is, whenever you see the word Tum'ah in the Torah, by Olev Yoreh, it's referring to eating Korbanot B'Tum'ah. In the Yodeya, Amai, what is it? Havi Yomet Tum'at Kodesh, means to eating the Kodesh. From the Behemat Behemat. Now Gemara says everything's very nice. You want to learn from the third pasuk. Problem is the third pasuk is used already for something else. Same story. Shalosh kiritot b'shlamim lama. What do you have this three pasukim by shlamim? Achad l'klal. Ne'achad, 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 the dvarim she'enam ne'echalim. Oh, new item. It's coming to include items that are not edible.
No.
That if a person eats these items, betumah, it's going to be hayav karet. What's a non-edible item? Look at the sheep. She can go on etzim shel ma'aracha. The guy ate the wood. The wood of the mizbeah. Ulbona, he ate the frankincense. Okay. Because I don't need this pasuk for shlamim. I have two pasukim with shlamim. That's edibles. The third pasuk is, even if you eat the non-edible items in our Kodesh, it'll be hayav. So you don't have the flexibility to use this pasuk to teach me something by Korban Olev Yoreh. You need it for another derash. Oh, so the Gemara says, "Will Rabbi Shimon de Amar Devarim she'enam neichkadim en chayvim anam karet." Oh, but according to Tumah, so then according to Rabbi Shimon, there's another non-edibles are not chayav karet. So what does he do with the third pasuk? La'atuye hatat ha'pinimit. It's coming to include if a person eats hatat pinimit betumah. What is hatat pinimit? It's a korban hatat that its blood is sprinkled inside the kodesh, not on the. There's two mizbeach. The mizbeach chitzonit, the mizbeach pinimit. The hatat pinimit is a type of korban that its blood was sprinkled on the inside. For some reason, you would have thought that if you eat it betumah, you're not chayav karet. Kamash Malan, the third pasuk by Shlamim, to teach me, even if you ate the hatat penimit, tumah, why would I take hatat penimit just in the name of the Korban? The man says, Zalka da dachamina, hu ir v'amar b'shimon, kol she'eno karev ha'mazbeh ha'chison, k'shlamim en hayavim alem mishu pigul. Remember, what's the law of pigul? Pigul is if the Kohen is bringing the Korban. Right, and at the time that is bringing the korban, his kavana was he's going to eat the korban past its time. You only get 2 days and one night. He's going, I'm eating it next week. The guy was thinking about that. Makes the korban pigul pasul. So the Mishnah has a rule. Pigul only applies to korbanot that are brought on the outside. So I would have thought, just like pigul only applies on the outside, maybe the law of eating it betumah also only applies to the outside as well. That's why we need a third pasuk to come in. Once already I see that stuff that's on the inside is not subject to laws, not subject to pigul. So I don't know, maybe I'll say it's not subject to pigul. Maybe it's not subject to the karet if you ate it betumah. Inside it doesn't even get it. Kama shmalan the pasuk? No. Even though it's not subject to pigul, it is subject to the law of tumah. But so therefore, according to this over here, we're stuck. Because we do not have now a derasha available to come and teach me on every yoreh. That if you did it b'shogeg, it would be hayah. So we're back to the drawing board. Ela Amri Nehardaye. The rabbis of Nehardaye came along and said, Meshemeh derabah. Shalosh tum'ot b'shlamim. Oh, no, that's a different way of saying it. Till now we said shalosh kiritut b'shlamim. It says karet 3 times by shlamim. Yiri b'tumah, karet. Yiri b'tumah, karet. Now the Gemara has a little different language. I'm not asking you on the 3 karets. 3 karets, you told me why I said 3 karets earlier. Except the 3 karets. One for klal, one for prat, one for hatat penimit, one for this one, one for eating wood. Okay, good. The karets, we're coming. Why does it have to say the word tum'ah 3 times? So the Gemara says, ahat, the klal, same dirash. One of them is for the klal, tum'ah, that if you ate it, the tum'ah, that's the generality. Ve'had, the frad, ve'had, the tum'ah, ketubah, batorah, setah. Oh, the third tum'ah word is back to olev yored. Ve'eni yodei amaya. What is it talking about? Have you omit tum'at kodesh? I don't need it for tumat kodesh because I learned that from Rabbi already. Because Rabbi gave me beimat tumah beimat tumah. Now for the Rabbi, comma, and now the enyan tumat mikdash. So basically, it was the same exact thing again, but instead of learning it from the extra karets that were written, learn it from the extra tumahs that were written in each one. So the Gemara is going to say the tumahs are really not extra. The tumahs and the karets, they're working the same. They work in tandem. How? The Gemara says like this. The tumah word you need also in each one. Aidi de ba'ile mechtav karet Rabbi Abu katab nami temeot de lo sagira belav hakeh, which means according to Rabbi Abu, the 3 karets you need. You need 1 karet for the klal. Karet in the case. Karet b'tumah. If I don't know tumah, then I don't know what you're talking about. What'd you do? Okay. Second pasuk for prat. Good. Karet b'tumah. Good. The third one is for Rabbi Abu, to teach me what? If you ate the wood, you're going to be hayav karet. Also says, wow, that tumah is extra. It's not extra. Once already, you tell me there's a karet on something, you got to tell me on what? The karet is on the tumah, which is the what words are needed for the to define what the case of karet is. And therefore, you don't have any extra words in here. They tried to go a different route. They said, don't focus on the karet, karet, karet. Put tumah, tumah, tumah. What is the extra word tumah for? I need tumah to teach me Rabbi Abu's din. That if I ate the wood betumah, I have karet. So therefore, that doesn't help me. So we're back to the question. If somebody would ask you, how do you know by korban olev yored, that's a case of shugeg, tumat, mikdash, I don't know yet. Tumat Kodesh, I know. Let's review that. Behemat Emeah. The bees and the Dirashah. It says by a Pasuk Bemezid. If a guy touches Behemat Emeah, and then he eats Korban, when you eat Behemat Emeah, Nivlat Behemat Emeah, you become Tameh. And then it says, if you ate Kodashim, Yahayav. Oh, so that's Behemat Emeah. And it says by us, by the Odevi Ored case, Behemat Emeah. Behemat Emeah is extra. So once you mention the word Haya, Haya includes Behemah. No difference between Haya and Behemah. Haya includes everything. Also, Behemat Emeah is going to teach me, just like Behemat Emeah, not Pasuk, that's when you ate Kodesh, so to the Behemat Emeah that's written by Olivi Ored, must be told when you ate Kodesh. Very good. So now I know Kodesh, Vishogeg, Haya, Kodesh, Olivi Ored. Mikdash, where do I know Mikdash from? What says? Eva. Amarava. Atya Tumato, Tumato. Okay, we have Gezerah Shava. Tumato, Tumato. Keti v'acha, it says by Olev Yored, Lechol Tumato. Uchiv Atam, and it says over there, by Parah Aduma. Okay, now we want Parah Aduma. Tamei Yiye, Od Tumato Bo. Guys, Tamei, Od Tumato Bo. And what does it say by Parah Aduma? Since it's Tamei, can I go to the Beit HaMikdash? Oh, very good. So I see the word Tum'ah by Parah Aduma, and I know that's talking about a guy who's Tameh who cannot go to the Beit HaMikdash, and I see the word Tum'ah written by Odev Yored, so I'll say, it's like the Pasuk Parah Aduma is a Beit HaMikdash item, so to Parah Aduma, so to Odev Yored is a Beit HaMikdash item. Tum'ah, by Parah Aduma. Good. Man, Alan Tum'ah HaMikdash, just like over here, talking about Tum'ah HaMikdash, like we're going to see. That's what the Pasuk says, by the way. Okay? Afkan Tum'ah HaMikdash. Oh, so now wait. So now you're telling me Mikdash is included. So now I know Mikdash. I know Kodesh. So what is the word Ba coming to exclude? Because Ba is an exclusionary terminology. Gemara says, Ve'ela Ba Lamali. What is it coming to? Now, what do we say above? It's referring to what? To Terumah. But now already, we have no reason to include Terumah. Above, we were looking for Kodesh. So we said, Kodesh, Pasuk referring to Shelamim. If you eat Korban, not Shelamim, Korbanot, I mean. If you eat Korbanot betumah, you're going to be Hayav. Who told you it means eating Korbanot? Maybe it means eating Terumah, because Terumah is also Kodesh. No, Ba. But now we're going a different way. Now we're saying, you know how I know Kodesh? I know Kodesh from Behemat Emeah, Behemat Emeah. Just like Behemat Emeah, Pasuk Tumah, Korbanot. Was not talking about Terumah over there. So this is talking about over Korbanot. And I don't know Mikdash from Parah Aduma. So then why would I even have a Havamina of Terumah? Terumah is not Kodesh of this caliber that we're talking about. Which is before we were saying, how do you know Kodesh? How do you know Kodesh is. So originally we gave it to Rasha. Oh yeah, we know Kodesh from logic. Oh, Kodesh from logic. So I say Terumah also from logic. Maybe Terumah is asut to eat Pishogeg, and you bring Korban on Levi Ored. Nah, don't bring Terumah. Why can't you bring Terumah? Ba. Ba is good. Okay, then I needed the Ba to exclude Terumah. But now, we went straight. Behemat Temah, Behemat Temah. The Pasuk Behemat Temah is talking about a guy who ate Korbanot Betumah. Also, it says Behemat Temah. Here it says Behemat Temah, Behemat Temah. It's also about a guy who ate Korbanot Betumah. So, maybe it's Terumah. Maybe it's Terumah. That's not talking about Terumah. So you don't need Ba to exclude something that I would never have a Havamina to include. So back to the question now, what is Ba coming to exclude? Yeah? Okay. Lirabot Nivlat of Tahor. Amazing. It's coming to include. Now don't ask me how a Ba, which is exclusionary terminology, can become inclusionary. The Gemara will deal with that. Ba usually says this, and not that. Now we're saying this and that. Okay, that's the problem. But the Gemara will solve that in a second. It's coming to tell you Hadith. The blood of Tahor. Okay, what's the case of the blood of Tahor? Okay, look at the Rashi. Very much. Okay, what's of Tahor? A kosher bird. What happened to the kosher bird? It died. So that's Nebelah. What's the law of Nivlat of Tahor? If you touch Nivlat of Tahor, you become Tameh? No. Yeah. The only way you become tameh from the blood of tahor is if you ingest it. Because she says, "Hamit tameh abe beta bilia." Bilia, you gotta swallow it. She'im achlav and echelash hayar. Hadush. If you ate the blood of tahor, you might not be hayar or Quran or levi or it. Not only if you touch nivlat behema tamea, that's even touching, you become tameh. Nivela, if you touch it, you become tameh. If you touch nivela, you became tameh. Walked to the Beit Hamikdash. That's beturush mepasuk. Hayav korban ole biyurid. But the pasuk bas comes in. Not only behema tamea by nigiah, but nivlat of tahor by achila, you're going to be hayav kerev if you go to the Beit Hamikdash. Only problem is ha'amar ba miutahu. But you told me ba is an exclusionary. Now you tell me it's coming to include. Mishum de mi'utahu iyatar. Basically, the Gemara is going to say there's two mi'uts in the pasuk. Mi'ut, ahar, mi'ut, the rabot. When you have two exclusionary terminology, what happens? Comes to say two negatives become a positive. Two mi'uts. What's the second mi'ut? The Gemara says, kifi, it says in the beginning of the pasuk, o ki yiga. The bar nigi'ah in, the love bar nigi'ah lo. Uchti ba. Mi'utava. Mi'uta har mi'ut. And mi'uta har mi'ut. Elo rabot. The beginning of the pasuk says what? If you touch something. Ah, smashma. Touching. Yeah. Eating. No. That's exclusionary. End of the pasuk. Ba. This item, but that's enough. Two exclusionaries. Two exclusionaries to mi'uta har mi'ut comes to the rabot. The what? Even the eating item. So now at this point, we know what? We solved everything. Number one, if a guy goes to the Beit HaMikdash, Betumah, Meshogeg, that means, he had a Yidiyah on Monday, he knew he got Tameh. Tuesday, he forgot that he got Tameh. He went to the Beit HaMikdash. Wednesday, he realized, oh, I was Tameh. Classic case, brings a Korban, Odeh, Beyoreh. And, had he known that from Gizra Shava from Parah Adumah. And Kodesh also. Same story. Monday, the guy became Tameh. He became Tameh. Tuesday, he forgot to become Tameh. He ate Korban. And Wednesday, he realized, oh, I was Tameh. Korban, how do you know that from? Behemat Tameh, Behemat Tameh, that's the Rasha of Rabbi. Oh, not only that, any type of Tumah, by the way. Tumah, let's say, touched with the Pasuk clearly says it. He touched the Behemat Tameh, Nivlat Behemat Tameh. And he eats Kodesh. Or he goes to the Beit HaMikdash. Or he touches Nivlat Hayat Tameh. Also has to go. Well, the Hadush is even if he doesn't touch, even if he eats the Vlat of Tahor, the Vlat of Tahor, the Vila, it's Betameh in Bebeta Bedi'a, and then he's Tameh, and so that's if he goes to the Beta Bigdash, he's going to be Hayav Karet. So therefore, you Hayav Karet even on Achila, not only on the Nigi'a. He didn't touch it, because somebody put it in his mouth, so he didn't touch it, but he ate it, and became Tameh that way. Good? We know everything. It's a chumrah, we're saying.
You gotta eat it.
Yeah, because touching it is. Right, touching doesn't do it. Touching doesn't do it. Touching will not make him tameh for the Beit HaMikdash.
With the bird.
With the bird.
It still does the action.
Right, the Hadush is, even though you didn't touch it,
he's saying he eats the bird and then goes in the
bed. That's right.
Not just eating the bird. He has to do the.
Right. Which means, while other items, touching it already is, makes him a sukkah. Here, touching the bird is nothing. Touching the bird is not tameh. The Hadush is over here. You would have thought maybe only items that you become tameh through touching is hayav kareh. Kamashmalan, that even items that are tameh through eating. If you ate and became tameh, you're going to go to the Karet situation. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Yesh ba yidi'ah. Mitchila ve'en ba yidi'ah besof. Okay, let's review. Second case of the Mishnah. Guy had a yidi'ah on Monday. Guy's tummy, beautiful. Tuesday, forgot about it, went to the Beit HaMikdash. And he forgot about it. He didn't remember the whole year. And this guy's got an avon on his back. But he has no idea that he has avon on his back. So he can't bring an olive yoreid because he doesn't know that he made avon. So this guy now in the Shamayim is pending punishment. So the Mishnah said that the korban of Yom Kippur, the sa'ir that they bring on Yom Kippur inside the inner korban is mechaper for this guy. Not mechaper, I'm sorry, staves off the punishment for this guy until he becomes mechufar with his olive yoreid. That means he made this in Elul, and Monday he knew he was Tameh, Tuesday in Elul he forgot that he was Tameh, he walked into the Beit HaMikdash and he forgot, he has no idea. Now Kippur comes, he has no idea that he has this sin even in his roster. So I said, don't worry about it, we're not going to punish you yet. The Sa'ir that was brought on Kippur will handle you, but you're not done. It just handles you that you're not going to get punished, but you need a Qurban. All of a sudden, in Pesach time, the guy remembers, oh, you know what? I think I was Tameh. I was Tameh. Now he has the Yidiyah. Now he's got to bring the Oleh, the Yored. So in the interim, before he has the Yidiyah, the Kippur is going to put him pending, put him off the punishment list until he takes care of himself.
The Yidiyah
has
to be specific to that
incident?
Yes. We say at the end of the year, maybe. No
maybe. He's got to have a Yidiyah, Birura. Sure, he can bring a Korban on a Tafik. Okay, comes the Gemara, says Taru Rabbanan. How do you know this, by the way? How do you know that the Korban on Yom Kippur that you bring Bifnim is Mechaper for these items? Simple question. And the pasuk from this pasuk over here, I would say that the kaparah of the korban is shalosh tumot. And it is three, as it says, the korban inside on Kippur is mechaper for tumot. Now, not the mutam tumah. If I was saying, I could say it's different, three different types of averot that the Torah says you get tumah if you committed these averot. What's the three? I would say tumat avodah zara, tumat gilui alayot, but tumat shefichut damim. The cardinal sins. Guy commits avodah zara, it says he becomes tameh. A guy murders, he becomes tameh. Guy does gilui alayot, he becomes tameh. So I would have thought maybe the kippur korban that says mechaper lechol tum otam is referring to these type of avonot that bring a tumah on the person. How do you know these three? Because these three, it says tumatam. I don't know, man. Who told you it's talking about Tum'at Mikdash? Maybe it's talking about a guy that did one of these cardinal sins. That's Hayav Tum'ah. How do you know the cardinal sins bring him to Tum'ah? Because it says, Ba'avodah Zarah Omer Lema'an Tameh Et Mikdashi. Clearly. It says, Ba'avodah Zarah, that a person becomes Tameh. What's Mikdashi? Mikdashi is the item that is Kodesh. What is the item that's Kodesh? The Jewish people. The Jewish people are called Kodesh. Lema'an Tameh Et Mikdashi. Avodah Zarah is metameh my kodesh. What is my kodesh? The Jewish people. Begilui alayot omer ushmartem et mishmarti lebilti asot mechukot et toevot belot et tameu bahem. Clearly, by Gilui alayot it says don't become tameh by the alayot. Bishvichut damim omer belot et tameh et aris. Yachol ashalosh tomot alalu yes sa'ir mechaper. Will the Sa'ir of Kippur mechaper for these three items? Because it says the pasuk by Sa'ir lechol tum otam. Is maybe you talking about these three items? Tamud oman metumot b'nei Yisrael. It says metumot v'lo kol tumot. So now I know it's not mechaper in every tumah. Metumot is exclusionary. Me from the tum, not all the tumot. So therefore, now I have to know which ones yes can be chaper and which ones not. Without the word metumot, that was every time.
Everything.
But now you tell me metumot. Metumot is exclusionary. Oh, so Gemara says, "Ma matzinu shechilek akatuv mechlal kol tumot have omer tumat mikdash vekadashav af kan betumat mikdash vekadashav." So Gemara says like this, just like we found in another place. Somewhere else. We don't know where yet. Another place in the Torah. Where the Torah specified this type of Tumah out of all the Tumot. Tumat Mikdash Vekadashav. So to over here I'll say, when the Torah mentions Tumah, it's referring to that specific type of Tumah that was mentioned somewhere else. I don't know where else is it. You have to give it up. But the point, I found somewhere else that was Tumah, general Tumah. And the rabbis don't know that general Tumah is about Tumat Mikdash Vekadashav. So it's like over there. General Tumah is referring to this specific case. We have also, when it says on Kippur, Tumah is referring to this specific case. Tumah is referring to this specific case. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mimekomo Mukhra. You don't got to go from somewhere else. The Pasuk of Kippur is clear. What does it say about Kippur? Ale Omer, Nechiper ala Kodesh Metumot. Metumot shel Kodesh. The Pasuk says about Kippur. Nechiper ala Kodesh Metumot. We learned it that the korban that's brought in the kodesh will be mechaper for tumot. Rabbi Shimon learns it like this: mitumot shel kodesh. The juxtaposition between the kiper ala kodesh mitumot. It's saying what type of tumot? Tumot of kodesh, meaning eating kodesh the tumah, or going to the mikdash when you are tameh. So from the pasuk, you don't gotta go from another pasuk somewhere else. I can learn from the pasuk of Kippur itself. Now the Gemara says, Yachol al kol tumah shebeshogeg. I'm sorry. Yachol al kol tumah shebekodesh yisha'ir ze mekaper. Which means maybe in the case we had a yidiah betechilah. Maybe every korban yidiah betechilah yidiah besof. How do you know that this pasuk is only talking about we had a yidiah he'alem and that's it? Maybe this pasuk is saying mechiper on any type of tumah pekdash. Even if he had a yidiah and then he had a he'alem and then he had a yidiah. We said till now yidiah he'alem yidiah is all of your head. Who said? Maybe the pasuk by Kippur is a mechiper on tumah pekdash. Maybe he's referring to everyone. Maybe when there's yidiah at the sof. Again, yachon. על כל תומת של הקודש יש העיר מכפר ומפשעיהם לכל חטאותם. The pasuk over here compares פשעים תחטאים, right? ומפשעיהם, that's a מזיד, לכל חטאותם, to all their חטאים, their mistakes. So Gemara says דומיין לפשעים. Ma pesha'im she'enam b'nei korban, af hata'im she'enam b'nei korban. Beautiful. Just like if a person doesn't be mezid, it's not korban by mezid, so too the hata'im that we're talking about over here are hata'im that are not korban atonable by a korban. Meaning, if you had a yidi'ah b'tchilah v'yidi'ah b'sof, there's a korban in that case. That's not like a pesha. So it says, dechol pesha'im v'pesha'im dechol atotah. The chatat is like a pesha. Ma pesha? There's no korban. So to the chatat, what to whatever, there's no korban. If there was a yidiah b'tchilah and yidiah b'sof, there is a korban. Yet there was, we talked about the case where there was a yidiah b'tchilah and no yidiah b'sof. In korban, in the yidiah, hagin miyu korban. Ah, that Kippur covers you for that either. From the comparison to pesha'im to chatayim. Uminayin liyish ba yidiah b'tchilah ve'en ba yidiah b'sof shisa'ir ze tole. Now, what's the question over here? Correct. How do you know you have to have yidiah at all? Maybe it's talking about a case. You have not know yet. The guy went, he got tameh on Monday. He didn't know. He went into the Beit HaMikdash on Tuesday. He didn't know. And he never knew. Maybe even the no knowledge bechlal Kippur is mechaper. Who told you that Kippur is only mechaper on yidiah basof? I mean, bechilah. ומנין ליש בידיעה בתרבי אין בידיעה בסוף שסעיר זה תולה תמוד אומר לכל חטאותם חייבי חטאות במשמע. Good. It's got to be a type of item that is subject eventually to a korban חטאת. Without a ידיעה בתחילה you'll never come to a חטאת, even if you have ידיעה לבסוף. The only time you bring a korban chatat is yidiah b'tchila, and then later on you had a yidiah lebesof. So from the fact that the pasuk says by Kippur lechol chatotam, let's go again. What does chol chatotam teach me? It's got to be a type of sins where eventually you can come to a korban. The only type of sin that eventually you can come to a korban is if you have yidiah b'tchila. He'alem, not okay if you start with he'alem, no problem. Kippur will cover you. But eventually, if you have yidiah at the end, now you bring a korban olev yored. But if you did not have yidiah b'techila, and so you have he'alem, and then at the end you realize there's no korban hatat even. Because we learned already in the pasuk, you need yidiah b'techila, yidiah b'sof, he'alem b'emsa. So therefore, from the fact that it says the chol hatotam, that teaches me only a type of avon, or a type of sin, that eventually could be subject to a korban chatat. That not only work when you had a yidiah, but that's from the pasuk. We proved that. We proved what type of tumah we're talking about. We proved also that it's dafka a case where you have a no yidiah in the end, and it's dafka the case where dafka you have yidiah in the beginning. So everything is proved from this pasuk.